the supplication on Fridays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, the first before the bringing forth and the giving of life, and the last after the annihilation of all things. The All-Knowing who forgets not him who remembers him, and decreases not him who thanks him, and disappoints not him who supplicates him, and cuts not off the hope of him who hopes in him. O Allah, I call thee to witness, and thou art sufficient witness. And I call to witness all thy angels, and the inhabitants of thy heavens, and the bearers of thy throne, and thy prophets, and thy messengers whom thou hast sent out, and the various kinds of creatures thou hast brought forth, that I bear witness that thou art Allah. There is no God but thou, thou alone, who hast no associate nor any equal, and thy word has no failing nor any change. And that Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, is thy servant and thy messenger. He delivered to the servants that with which thou charged him, and he struggled for Allah as is his due. And he gave the good news of the truth of reward, and he warned of the veracity of punishment. O Allah, make me firm in thy religion as long as thou keepst me alive, and make not my heart to swerve after thou hast guided me, and give me mercy from thee. Surely thou art the giver. Bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, and make me one of his followers and his partisans, and muster me in his band, and give me the success of accomplishing the obligatory observance of Friday, and performing the acts of obedience which thou hast made incumbent upon me within it, and receiving the bestowal which thou hast apportioned for its people on the day of recompense. Thou, only thou, art the mighty wise.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about Satan in the view of Islam. Please be with us.
The signs you put in my way, I walked with every breath I take.
Today, Thursday, the 28th of Zilhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of the month of July, 22 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of chapter Al-Hijr, verses 39 to 40.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال رب بما أغويتني لأزينن لهم في الأرض ولأغوينهم أجمعين.
Iblis said, My Lord, because you have put me in error, I will surely make disobedience attractive to them on earth, and I will mislead them all.
إلا عبادك منهم المخلصين.
Except among them your chosen servants.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
Here we find Iblis revealed and exposed his true hidden intention. Though nothing was hidden from him, when Iblis answered Allah implying that he refused him and it was this man who paved the ground for his misfortunes, Iblis should be engaged from then on in attracting them to be material blessings of this world by decorating and vanishing them. Thus, seeking make them engage in them. Therefore, ultimately, he would cause them all to be misled. Thank you very much for joining us. You are with this program. Today is a special from IRIB English Radio, and the title of this part is Satan Did Not Thwart Allah's Plan. By refusing to prostrate before Adam and by causing Adam and his wife to be expelled from Jannah, Satan in no way disrupted Allah's heavenly plan. Positively, nobody can upset the will and plan of Allah, even in the slightest. He, Allah, is the creator and the master. All other beings are his creations and servant. Whatever Satan did and whatever Adam and his wife subsequently did was within the framework of their God-given freedoms and powers. Their respective actions connoted an aspect of the range of their potential choices. They chose what they chose and acted as they acted, so everybody had to live with the foreseeable consequences. If hypothetically did not choose what they chose, they would then have chosen something else, which again could not exceed the parameters of their assigned freedoms and competencies.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bayna sta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with studying various ways of satanic temptations. It can be deduced from this that so long as there have been many satans against the divine prophets, how wouldn't it be possible for ordinary people not to be enticed and not to be entrapped by satans? Whereas some satans try to mislead divine prophets, certainly those satans certainly mislead human beings. So because of this, we find that everybody should be watchful in this regard. Another point and another terminology in this regard is, Satan's party or partisans of Satan. The Holy Quran indicates that Satan has got some people, some partisans, some fans, and because of his fans, he's going to mislead other people. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوًّا فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Certainly, Satan is your enemy. Therefore, you have to regard Satan as your enemy. إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Certainly, Satan wants to mislead you and to take you to the divine hellfire. From this perspective, it must be indicated that Satan, when he overcomes someone, or for example, the party of Satan overcomes some people, the first indication is that those people come to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, come to be oblivious of the memory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Quran indicates it in this way: استحوذ عليهم الشيطان فأنساهم ذكر الله أولئك حزب الشيطان ألا إن حزب الشيطان هم الخاسرون. استحوذ عليهم الشيطان. Satan has overcome them. فأنساهم ذكر الله. So Satan caused them to be oblivious of Allah, of the memory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أولئك حزب الشيطان. Those people belong to the party of the Satan. أَلَا إِنَّ حِزْبَ الشَّيْطَانِ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Certainly, the party of Satan are the losers. So we find that those people who are oblivious of the memory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are certainly followers of Satan, and no doubt the followers of Satan are the losers in the long run.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Satan's best strategies, one of them is contention. Satan is the father of contention. He delights in seeing good people argue. When there is contention in your home or workplace, immediately stop whatever you are doing and seek to make peace. It doesn't matter who started it. The other strategy is being stingy. Do you ever get that nagging question in your mind every time you want to give charity? You wonder to yourself, can I really afford to pay this much? Guess who's planting that question in your head? Definitely that evil. The more you stack up, the more Allah's blessing will be removed from your wealth. We all love money and wealth, but it is something we must overcome as it brings the love of Satan.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi.
Answering this question, how to defeat Satan. Rectify and strengthen your belief is in the oneness of Allah and your sincere obedience towards Him. It's important to understand that sincerity in your actions and in your belief towards Allah will play a key role in the success. One cannot completely get rid of his Satan. The Satan will always attack him until the point of death, and so one must be vigilant at all times and fight on at every moment. Someone was asked, does Iblis sleep? He smiled and responded, if he had slept, we would have found rest. The camel gets weakened during its journey due to its heavy loads, so it becomes skinny and frail. Similarly, the Satan of the believer gets weakened due to heaviness of his anger. This anger increases as he sees the righteousness of the believer and his obedience towards Allah, so the Satan lingers at a distance like a dog lingering on the side.
So we say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل ربي أعوذ بك من همزات الشياطين. Oh Allah, I seek refuge to you from the whispers of shaitan. Do we hear the whispers of shaitan? No. Do we feel the whispers of shaitan? Yes. We certainly feel the whispers of shaitan. I remember when you're in high school, and they come to you and they say to you, let's do something. Let's go out this Friday. And you know those people are no good. They're up to no good. They're going to make you do something wrong. So shaitan comes and says, listen man, just go. As soon as they start doing something wrong, retreat. Go home. Don't hang out with them. But for now, they're just telling you, let's hang out. And those whispers seem extremely reasonable. So we start hanging out. And as soon as we feel that there is something wrong, we want to get up and leave, shaitan comes and whispers again. In an extremely reasonable way, it's okay, just sit down this time, hang out with them, but just don't do it next time. It's going to be embarrassing for you. So you stay, and that one particular night can drag us. It can open the door and lead us to the great evils of shaitan. And shaitan, believe me, he doesn't have mercy. You think he's going to think, well, this person is just beginning his life. Why should I ruin his life? Why should I make him miserable? Let me go find someone else. No? This person just had a child. Why should I lead him down this path? No. She's a mother. She needs her children. Her children need her. No. Shaitan cares less.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you so much for joining us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic, that is the difference between Satan and Iblis and the concept of both of them. So we meet you soon. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time. And fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi. محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and here is what the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, says about rashness and haste. One who rushes madly after inordinate desire runs the risk of encountering destruction and death. Thank you.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And this hadith is about the reward of a person who dies on the way to Hajj. Obviously, this hadith was even more significant and important for the people of the past. You know, in the past, before the advent of, you know, modern means of transportation such as planes, trains, automobiles, boats, and these kind of things, in the past, when people wanted to perform the pilgrimage to Mecca and perform the Hajj, this was a very dangerous journey. You know, a lot of people died along the way from sickness, from highway bandits, they were robbed. And, you know, it was sometimes a journey that took many, many years. It's interesting to note that an historian, in one of his accounts, relates that a Muslim from China, you know, he made the journey to pilgrimage to Mecca. It took him more than 30 years. Almost half of the life of this person was spent in this journey going to and back from this pilgrimage to Mecca. Right, so this was a very dangerous journey, and a lot of times, you know, that's why a lot of times people, when they wanted to make the journey to Mecca, they came, they gathered their family, and, you know, they made their final will and testament because they never really knew if they would come back or not. So this is something, therefore, and you may know that it's been related in a tradition that the more difficult an act of obedience is, the more reward it has, right? Perhaps it is for this reason that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Whoever dies on the road to Mecca, man mata fi tariqi Mecca, dhahiban aw ja'ian." Meaning, if somebody dies on the road to Mecca, whether regardless of whether he dies on going there or returning from there, this person will be safe from the great terror on the day of resurrection. You'll be saved from the terror of the day of resurrection on the day of the day of judgment. In a very similar tradition, Imam Sadiq says something about a person who dies not on the way to Mecca, but you know, when he has bound his ihram, his pilgrimage shroud, and he's ready to, perform the pilgrimage. He's about to perform the pilgrimage. Something happens to him, and the person passes away and dies. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Whoever dies in the state of ihram, man mata muhriman." He's made the ihram. He hasn't come out of the state of ihram, right? So he's in the middle of the pilgrimage. What will happen? Allah will raise him obedient to him. And he will say, while he is being raised from this state, he will say, "Here I am, O Allah." Right? "Here I am, O Allah. Labbaika." You know, "Here I am, O Allah." This is the famous phrase that the pilgrims, you know, they say, you know, in this pilgrimage, right? So it's almost as if this state of pilgrimage, you know, will continue for him on that day. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reward of somebody who dies on the way to Hajj or while he is performing the Hajj, in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل محمد وعجل فاطمة.
So respected brothers and sisters, welcome back. Assalamu alaikum one more time. So we'll continue Surah At-Tariq, page 591, and practicing and applying the rules of Tanween and Nun Saakin.
في القرآن سعادتنا مدى الأزمان وفيه الخير للإنسان ويطوي عثرة المجروح ويطوي عثرة المجروح.
Make sure you have the Quran with you, okay? Surah At-Tariq. We practiced up to ayah 4, but we will recite it again from the first ayah. We'll continue.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
والسماء والطارق
والسماء والطارق
وما أدراك ما الطارق
وما أدراك ما الطارق
النجم الثاقب
النجم الثاقب
إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ
إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ
فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق
فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق
مما خلق It is actually مما خلق, okay? But ميم من ما I told you one day, I think Whenever ما comes with من, عن, ba, like this, okay? The alif is omitted, okay?
Yes.
من ما خلق. من أي شيء, it means from what he has been created, okay? So, من ما actually it is, but مما, إدغام is here. من ما, نون ساكن plus ميم, إدغام. With غنى or without?
With غنى.
So, with غنى, you have to apply the...
This إدغام is so powerful.
Powerful one, yes. فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق
فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق
أحسن do not stretch the sound of ما ما خلق no ما خلق so if it was ما so what yeah it was written that way
yeah.
so فلين نون ساكن بلا ضا the rule
إخفاء
إخفاء but With heavy letter, yeah. Yes. Well, now with heavy letter. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنْسَانُ Next one, insan. I told you this ayah.
Yes.
The other ayah. إِلَى طَعَامِهِ It was the other ayah. Okay. Insan. إِخْفَى.
Light.
Light sound. Okay, good, good. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنْسَانُ مِمَّ خُلِقَ
فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق
خلق من ماء دافق
خلق من ماء دافق
أحسن من ماء دافق إخفاء دافق here okay ماء إخفاء with light غنة yes
yes
يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب
يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب
أحسن من بين the letter by is there
إقلاب
إقلاب من بين noon is skipped a half meme is there okay your lips must be open a little okay a little space between your lips and Continue reciting. يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب
يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب
حسين روح الله, make sure your lips, okay, do not kind of touch each other a lot, okay? I mean, do not close your mouth. Look. For example, you put a tissue, okay, inside yes. your lips, between your lips. It's not complete meme. Yeah, yeah. The way Fawad says, okay, this way. Okay?
Yes.
Pull your lips, okay? Your, what do you say this? Chins, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chins.
Wow, what's
cheeks.
This? Cheeks. Okay. Pull your cheeks. Sorry, I said chin. Okay. So everyone has one chin. So, chin is called China, yes?
Yeah.
okay, China. In English we say chin, yes? In Arabic we say?
Sin.
Sin.
Sin. Utlubil ilma walau bis sin, yes?
Yes.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Innahu ala raj'ihi laqadir.
Innahu ala raj'ihi laqadir.
Why don't you apply the rule tafkhim with the letter ra? Rajihi. Innahu ala raj'ihi laqadir.
Innahu ala raj'ihi laqadir.
There are no. That one is tarqiq. Because a kasra sound is before ra. So the first one is ra. راجعه لقادر
راجعه
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 the letter ra ra rabbit
yeah
ra ra rabbit
ra
do not say rabbit rabbit no rabbit rabbit ra ra rabbit إنه على رجعه لقادر
إنه على رجعه لقادر
دير
دير
one more time إنه على رجعه لقادر
إنه على رجعه لقادر
أحسن يوم تبلى السرائر again
يوم تبلى السرائر
it's difficult right يوم يوم تبلى السرائر
يوم تبلى السرائر
when the secrets the day one of the names of the day of Qiyamah is يوم تبلى السرائر the day when the secrets will be kind of revealed and it will be clear for everyone
so we didn't stretch the sound of سرائر
سرائر Right, mashallah. There is a mad, yeah. Sorry, I forgot it. Yeah. So, let me repeat it. Mashallah. Thanks, Fawad Haider. Let's recite a salawat for Fawad Haider.
Allahumma
salli ala
Muhammad
wa ali
Muhammad.
Dedicated to Fawad. Okay. Yawma tubla s-sarair.
Yawma tubla s-sarair.
فما له من قوة ولا ناصر
فما له من قوة ولا ناصر
and then he doesn't have human being okay when the secrets are like there okay clear to him and Allah Almighty shows him that yeah it was you okay
in front then of everybody.
Then there will be no power for him no help someone
in front
help
of everybody
him. No it will be revealed for only it will be shown to you okay فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ يَرَى means only that person يَرَى it's singular verb okay not يَرَوْن for example all the people know وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ okay so وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الرَّجْعِ
والسماء ذات الرجع
والأرض ذات الصدع
والأرض ذات الصدع
This is difficult. Why? Because ضاد and ذال two different pronunciations. Yeah. والأرض والأرض ذات الصدع
والأرض ذات الصدع
some students Because it's difficult, okay? They do not pronounce the pronunciation of dhal. وَالْأَرُضِ ذَاتِ الصَّدَعِ
Yes.
Do it?
والأرض ذات الصدع.
It's difficult to change the pronunciations. Yeah.
والأرض ذات الصدع.
والأرض ذا. والأرض ذا. Quickly bring your tongue back down.
Like this. والأرض ذا.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. والأرض ذات الصدع. This way. Yeah. Okay. Let's recite it one more time. والأرض ذات الصدع.
والأرض ذات الصدع.
إنه لقول فصل.
إنه لقول فصل.
إخفاء. إنه لقول فصل.
إنه لقول فصل.
وما هو بالهزل.
وما هو بالهزل.
إنهم يكيدون كيدا.
إنهم يكيدون كيدا.
وأكيد كيدا.
وأكيد كيدا.
فمهل الكافرين أمهلهم رويدا.
فمهل الكافرين أمهلهم رويدا.
أحسن ما شاء الله.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسن ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. Stay with us inshallah. See you inshallah in the coming sessions. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. Thanks to Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasser, Fawad Haider, me and you, all of you, okay? See you inshallah in the coming sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad wa atil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبي لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
Seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wa salam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawa'ij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى ابن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mehdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Now we find that Imam Musa al-Kadhim's life, in all of its various dimensions, is distinguished in a few things. First of all, he is distinguished in the firmness and the strength for which he stood up for when it came to the right, to truth, to haq. We also find his steadfastness in front of all kinds of events, trials and tribulations, good or bad. And we also see Imam Musa al-Kadhim's luminous behavior, his actions, his morals, and his ethics, of which no deviation or crookedness has ever been reported. And finally, the life of Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam is marked by balance. It is in harmony with that of the life of the Prophet Muhammad. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام: لا تبذل لإخوانك من نفسك ما ضره عليك أكثر من منفعته لهم.
Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, "Do not give away of yourself to your brothers so much that the loss incurred by you supersedes the benefit to them."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, when we talk about the beautiful conversations and the dialogues of Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, the seventh divinely appointed Imam from the household of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, we find that the idea of remembering death and remembering the grave and remembering the hereafter are concepts and ideas and themes which are repeated by every single immaculate and infallible Imam and, of course, the divinely appointed prophets and messengers of Allah, including the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So in one gathering, we find that Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam attended the funeral services of an individual who had passed away. Now, as is in any funeral service, of course, many people had gathered around the person who had died, and they were about to lower this individual into the grave. And while the people were lowering this dead person into their grave, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam said an amazing thing. He said, "Surely the thing whose end is this is worthy of abstaining from, and surely the thing whose beginning is this is entitled to be feared." So once again, I just want to kind of take you to the scene that was happening. This individual had died and they were lowering them into the grave. And so Imam al-Kadhim says that the end of something is this death and lowering into the grave. Now, what is that thing which the end is the grave? That is the dunya, the materialistic world. And so Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam says that the end of the materialistic physical aspect of this world, the end is the grave. And if the end of this materialistic, selfish, consumeristic world is the grave, then surely it is worthy of abstaining from, because it ends in the grave. But then Imam al-Kadhim says that the thing whose beginning is this death, this grave, what is the beginning? The beginning that starts at death, and that is the hereafter. That is the movement towards the ultimate day of judgment. And here Imam al-Kadhim says that the day of judgment and death and the afterlife, the hereafter, whose beginning is this death and this grave, surely must be feared. But the fear, dear friends, is not enough. We must also work actively, ask for forgiveness, make amends, and take a new step towards Allah in order to safeguard our hereafter. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Kadhim, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
If each and every one of us rose to the responsibility and understood from the life of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far and his companions and what he did, then our situation would be much better. What did Imam Musa ibn Ja'far do? First of all, he made sure that there was a man by the name of Ali ibn Yaqtin. Yaqtin, the father of Ali ibn Yaqtin, used to trade in fragrance, in atar. And at the time of the Umayyads, or the Umayyads, he used to come out and he used to praise Bani Hashim and curse the Umayyads. And what happened therefore was that the Abbasids, when they attained power, when they got the power, they loved him, they liked him, because he had spoken against the Umayyads. And therefore, they wanted to appoint his son Ali to take a ministerial position. Imam was approached by Ali ibn Yaqtin. Ali ibn Yaqtin asked him, Ya ibn Rasulullah, what should I do? Should I take this position or not? Imam said to him, Ala anna lillahi awliya'a fi abwaab al-zalama. Surely Allah will have friends where? At the doors that belong to the oppressors. In other words, you go ahead, yet with a condition. And the condition is, when someone comes to you, one of the believers, and requires something to be done and completed or fulfilled, you should not hesitate. And you should do it. In other words, you should facilitate. You should make things easy for people. And indeed, this is what we find that the Imam alayhi salam demonstrated. Someone came to him from Ahwaz. He said to him, Ya ibn Rasulullah, I am in great debt. And the governor in Ahwaz is one of your followers. He is one of those who loves the Ahlul Bayt. I want you to write a letter to him. Maybe he will remove some of the loans and the debts that are incurred upon me. Imam alayhi salam writes a letter. The letter is two sentences. The letter states, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved paradise for those who alleviate the suffering of their brothers and sisters. Khalas, that's it.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
is back to reality. Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, sisters and brothers. This is Asma, and I have the privilege to be your host for today's discussion. Well, here with me, I have two very dear and credible guests, Sister Zainab and Brother Muzaffar. It's been so long since the last time I met you two, and today I am over pleased to have you both in one picture. Okay, ladies, first I will start with you, Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum, and how are you doing?
Assalam. Thank you so much.
I'm doing great,
alhamdulillah.
Thank God.
Totally psyched to be here with you guys.
So pleasure to be with you. And you, brother, assalamu alaikum, and how's life?
Wa alaikum salam. Life is good, alhamdulillah. And I'm here after such a long time, and
yes,
great
and
to be
it's
back.
Great to be with you.
Thanks
too.
Thanks for having me.
So, just as the ritual of this program, I would love you two to give me a very short introduction about yourself. And let's start with you, Brother Muzaffar.
Yeah, so I'm Muzaffar Haider. Mm-hmm. I'm born and raised in the UK. I'm studying in the Hausa. And now I occasionally show up at IRIB English Radio and discuss some interesting topics with you.
Of course. Topics.
Of course. And you, sister?
I'm Zainab. I'm a student of philosophy.
Philosophy is very interesting, though. So there are certain sort of things and perhaps activities, I don't know, skills that when we want to go and plunge into them, then we think that, okay, it's too late. It's not any longer for me. I cannot do it. And then people come with this very nice motto and they tell you, no, it's never late for anything. You can do everything at any time that you wish for. But it seems a little bit of problematic. Don't you think so?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at your salah, for example, you mm-hmm. want to pray your prayers, it might be late.
Yeah.
You know, you want to read maghrib and it's already fajr time. Mm-hmm. It's too late to read maghrib. But at the same time, although
So there are some certain things that have some certain time.
Yeah.
There's a timing for everything, but then again, it all depends on perspective. Objective.
Okay.
Like even the salah thing, right? Mm-hmm. From the perspective you defined it, like...
It's never too late to read your fardah prayers.
It's never too late to start salating.
Unless you're dead.
Unless you're dead, exactly.
That's too late.
That's like hella too late for anything at this point except for decomposing, basically.
Yeah. It's never too late to get married, for example.
Yes.
Yes, I actually believe in that. Even if you're 90... Love is still out there.
Great time for marriage.
I believe in that. I really, really believe in that. But is 90 a good age to have a child? No, I believe it's too late.
No. Well, you could do the test tube baby thing.
But you can't even take care of yourself anymore, bruh. How are you going to raise a child?
Who are the child?
Loads of grandchildren who could look after my child. Why would I need to do it?
Okay, so that's what I meant.
Tomorrow.
So that little child is miserable. Why should I do that
exactly,
to him or her?
Brother Muzaffar, that's what I meant about objective. What were we saying? Like having a child, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're 90, it's no longer the time for you to have a child because we were talking about